All right. Hello, hello. Tyler Bryden here. Thank you for tuning in. I'm going to jump right into something that no one wants to talk about, but also that we want to talk about. Yesterday, Alphabet, YouTube, Google, all the names there, earnings reports, and after a pretty incredible year, like just insane growth during COVID, these earning reports are starting to come out, and they're missing targets and lower than what people expected, and lower than what people expected is an interesting way to put it, because many of us believed that we were going to see some drop in this after COVID, and here it was, here it came yesterday, and then what we see. If you want to see some red in the morning, there you go, get to have some fun, and interesting to read. I'm not going to be claim expertise on this. I'm just reading some threads and doing a little bit of research, but a nice little breakdown from Anthony here, and some very interesting sort of debate in the comments about, well, many things, but that this was expected and that some of these reactions are overblown. But then also, obviously, this is, the money printer machine was on, and some of these, this is to be expected, frankly. So I'm not going to spend too much time on this because it's sad. I hope you're doing okay. And hopefully we see a little bit more, some green here. Maybe not today, but in the future. So wanted to hop into what was a great experience. So this is a place called The Othership. It's in Toronto. I followed this community for a really long time, and they used to have this little tiny space, if you're in Toronto, around sort of Davenport, Dufferin area, and a group there sort of brought together these two elements, which is basically sauna, cold plunge, and built it in like a shed or a garage, and started having people over there, and it started to be this beautiful space, this beautiful community, and I was lucky enough to go to their old space. And then, what I found out is this team here was really making a push to expand what they were doing and bring it to more people. And so what they've done is two things. And so TechTO organized an event yesterday. And so there's maybe, a nice group of us there. And they have two things. So I'll talk about the actual physical space here. Let's see if I can pop this up. Sauna, ice bath, and it's got just this massive, you can see this massive sauna in there. Everyone's stretching. They've got lights where they can change the color of it, and then it changes the ambience as well too. I've got Jeff, a great guide there, and really what they've done is built not just sauna, cold plunge, breath work, all this. They've really been intentional about building a community. And because of that, I've been back many times. I know people are going there regularly. And I really do, if you're in Toronto, I recommend checking this out. It's people who are very intentional with their work, trying to do something impactful, and they're all in, they're all present in the moment as they're leading these sessions. You're going like 15 to 20 minutes in sauna, group of people, exercises, different sort of modalities there of movement, of meditation, all like nicely guided. And then after that, you're doing a cold plunge, jumping into a bath a couple degrees, and you're going in there for 2 minutes, and you're going through this rotation of hot and cold. And what I found from this has been really nice impact. Feel great the next day, but I also feel like I'm having really good sleeps after that. And so there's some science behind that. They explained, I blacked out while they were explaining it, but some of those original experiences have led me to be doing cold showers in the morning. I found that's had an impact on my happiness, on my health, on my stress response. And I think they are really onto something there. Again, different comfortability levels with cold. First one was horrible. Yesterday, I actually enjoyed the 2 minutes, and it was just really nice to spend some time back there. And again, recommend it a lot. They're great people doing great stuff. They've built a sort of digital extension of this experience with an application. And they raised some money. I've seen some great people who have invested in them, and I'm just proud to see the growth and the transformation. I think when that good of people work this hard to do something positive. At the very least, it has a positive impact in the community. And then in that community, those ripples sort of spread wide. And just as an example, there was someone there last night from Dallas who was testing it and was then going back and sharing that with her husband back in Texas. So they're expanding. They're looking at going to other cities, big ones, you know, Los Angeles, New York, and very inspired by sort of these bath places. I don't know if that's the right term, bath houses across the world. And so definitely worth it. I didn't actually pull this link up, but there was a really nice article that one of their founders wrote too about sort of founder burnout and stress response and how you can mitigate that with work like this. And I think that's really important. I've gone through different phases of stress, anxiety in my journey as an entrepreneur, and I found that if you can, whether it's exercise or things like modalities like these, if you can put some stress on yourself there, then the stress that comes through almost this artificial cognitive lens of business, you can be more resilient to that. And I am definitely still working and on my own path in terms of the breath work piece that they've been doing here. I have my own sort of anxiety and stress and sort of challenges with lung capacity. And so the intentional breath work that they're doing there is really valuable. It's probably why I haven't downloaded the Othership app personally. Breath work scares me, and I'm still figuring out how to do that in a happy place. But overall, I think that's important. And when I do that work, even if I struggle with it, it comes out with me feeling more present in the moment and ready to tackle the day and the stresses of life that we actually face. So the last thing I just wanted to talk about, actually I will talk about this, was I had my first experience with this at Burning Man in 2019, and we did sort of this Wim Hof breathing session, and it was just in the middle of the desert, so breath, sort of this jungle music, and I reached this sort of transcendental psychedelic experience without any substances involved. And one of the really interesting things that they did through that exercise, through the expansion of breath, the sort of community-driven breathing, was you would do a test where you do push-ups at the start, see how many push-ups you can do holding your breath, and then you could do the push-ups after. And I think most people could, after they did the breath work, they could do double, if not triple, the amount of push-ups while holding their breath after that. So that was a really sort of instant feedback way that I had sort of the experience of the profound benefits of some of this stuff. And it's also a cool story from Burning Man. I had a video of it. I actually posted it on TikTok, which I'm still ashamed of. Because basically we were all almost naked and that TikTok took it down. So I was going to show it here, but I'm not going to make that risk. It was a cool video. I will not be able to share that though, and I'm sorry. And lastly, just wanted to talk something about that I'm, you know, passionate about here, which is Tech Toronto, amazing community for technology in Toronto. And I moved to Toronto in January 2020, and one of the reasons this compelled me to do it is I was connecting with people at TechTO events, and there was TechTO marketing and TechTO sales, and you know, we had amazing events in London, but maybe be 50 people there for a whole general event. And then I would start to go to TechTO Toronto, and it would be like specifically marketing, it would be like 500, 750 people there. And just the energy, the excitement, the enthusiasm, the technology really was one of the compelling reasons that I wanted to move to Toronto to join the DMZ. And I had met so many people in that time. I just enjoyed those conversations so much. And I had these sort of breakthroughs where you know, there's this operating wavelength where we could talk about something very quickly, and that feet, you know, the connection, the understanding, that was a really beautiful sort of moment and experience in my life. And obviously with the pandemic, TechTO had to shut down in-person events, but it seems like they are back on pace to do in-person events. One of them was this event at the Othership last night, which I was very grateful for, grateful to see some people that I hadn't seen in person for a long time. And I think many of us right now are craving this connection, craving this in-person connection. And I know my feedback from going to a couple events since the pandemic is over is that, so scroll down, I think I got a couple events coming up here. I've got Vancouver location and a couple other things going on too, but my feedback personally, this is personal opinion, is that the traditional structure of events will not have the same impact anymore, because the feeling that I've had is I've gone back to events, there are panels, there are fireside chats, et cetera, et cetera. Great. The feeling that I have is that more unstructured networking events where you just bring people together in a nice space or during a nice activity and just allow them to chat, interact, talk, connect. I think that's what's going to drive success at events. I think we've all sat enough at home passively listening to people talk, and really we all need to practice communicating again. We all need to have conversations again. And so my feedback is, if you are organizing events, again, personal opinion is that you it would be great if you could allow, you know, put that priority on the networking and the connections and the conversations and the community, and not just put some people talking up at the front where we all have to sit in a crowd. We could do that at home if we wanted to. So Tectio, thank you. Glad you're back. Glad that you have persisted through this. You organized some awesome stuff virtually, and great to see you back in person here as well too. So that's it. I talk about Alphabet, YouTube earnings, SP 500, Dow, NASDAQ, all red, a wonderful othership, sauna, bath, breath work. Thank you so much for everything you're doing. Check it out if you're in Toronto, and look for the app as well as if they're expanding to your location. Definitely worth a visit. Some great people doing amazing stuff. A little bit about some Burning Man, which I've made it 7 days through stand-ups without mentioning Burning Man, so I'm proud of myself, and you should hope you're proud of me too. And then lastly, Tectio, great community here in Toronto, doing events, I'm so excited to see things back in person. Sounds like there's some more casual barbecues and things coming that. And I heard even a rumor that there's events that are supposed to be dog friendly, which makes me very happy. And that's a great way to bond, if you ask me. So thank you so much for checking us out. I know this was a little different than the other ones, but hopefully there's something interesting to you here. And if you ever want to chat, reach out, please feel encouraged to. I'm more than happy to. Thank you.